again. Now, this is what I want to get to. This text at 24720, it says, I can't believe what Cheryl Burton is wearing tonight. Tight black leather dress. OMG. What is with the news apparel nowadays? I've mentioned this before. The male anchor wears a suit. That's as much as they wear. I've noticed this more and more where the female anchor, and I understand it's a double standard. These female anchors, they're looking for younger and more photogenic. So they look at you if you're over 35 and think, well, maybe we should get somebody younger and hotter to replace that person. So these female anchors are wearing, you see the jewelry and the hoop earrings and everything. It looks like they're going to some kind of nightclub afterwards.
The huge necklaces are
that and yeah. Just the outfits. And it looks, and they're delivering this god-awful news for the most part with all these outfits, and it just seems out of sync. Is that just me? 312-981-7200.
Well, the weather women are wearing like prom dresses. They're like these tight, like cocktail dresses. It's
so they can show off their weather women.
It has to be that, right?
Just so you know, I'm looking at the.
I got this text that says they're showing cleavage, and you're looking at their earrings. I'm just talking about female news anchors and what they're wearing lately, and they're all tarted up. They know it's a game they got to win, and they're going to do anything they can to win it. Mary?
40 years after feminism started.
That's right.
Yep.
We've made a lot of progress.
You've come a long way, baby. Yeah.
Mary?
Yes, this is me.
Gotcha.
This is what we've been talking about. We have noticed it in my house. And what's interesting, I think, is that instead of the men also dressing the same way, they're dressed as professionals and somebody you might respect in the business world. And I think that makes the women look even worse.
I'll give you
I really do.
I'll give you the cleavage and everything. It's the jewelry. It looks like they're in a cocktail situation, and then they're telling us about death and destruction.
Well, it's the jewelry, and it's the skin-tight dresses. And then you even have your morning guy rating the Channel 9 person.
And what was the rating? I think it was Steve rating Aaron McElroy, right?
Yep.
And what was his rating today?
You know, it's usually a 10 or whatever. The point is that poor Paul Conrad then was just thrown in as a, you know, the token to be rated. But I think the issue is that I think they demean the profession and what they're supposed to be doing. And it's just upsetting, I think, as a woman and as a professional.
All right.
And just sort of makes me sad.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's a dog-eat-dog business where the money they're fighting for has shrunk for local news and news in general on television. And I'm not sure if it's them trying to make sure that they're not going to get dismissed for a younger anchor, or it's their management saying, hey, just, and I don't know if they can say it in so many words without being sued, just so you know, look at all the cable channels and who they're hiring. Just be aware of that when you get dressed to come here.
You know they're saying dial it up.
Right.
I mean, Fox News looks like a beauty
contest.
That's why
it's called Fox News.
Oh, my gosh.
They don't pull any punches on that. They're going for it. David?
Let's start making stupid comments on radio shows a felony and charge that guy who just called in suggesting that the mom should be charged with negligence as our first candidate for a felon.
All right. I will enforce that. Thank you. He was just asking, in general, is there a law that says you can't leave your kid in the car unattended? Can you be charged with something? Craig?
Yes, sir.
Your turn.
Thank you. You're talking about anchors, Channel 2 at 10 o'clock. Check her out some days.
That's tonight. That Kate Middleton, right?
Kate Sullivan.
Whatever.
She used to work in the 80s by the Eagles, Dirty Laundry, talking about the...
It sounds like you're in the bathroom already getting ready for it. Hey, they hired her based on a tape or whatever, and she had glasses, I think, when she started, but that was too much of the librarian's going to take the glasses off in slow motion look.
Seen her on her first night that she got on, and she looked like a deer in a headlight. She was didn't look like she belonged there.
And you wanted to go down there and comfort her, I'm sure.
No, I've seen her, and who the heck is this girl? She's afraid to talk.
Well, she's fine now, I guess. They have to, like I said, compete for those ratings, which gets them revenue. You think if they looked at a tape of Kate Middleton and somebody else, a guy that was equally or more qualified, who do you think they're going to hire? Right? They hired her.
Dick Johnson wears glasses, but I'd much rather look at Kate Sullivan.
That's what they know.